Good morning.
Good morning.
That piece is called Alarm. So hopefully we're awake now. My name is Holly. We are TRED. We've come from Northern California all the way to Jackson, Mississippi to share with you this morning some of our passion, some of our art. Where, as you can see, this company is mixed with a lot of rhythms, athletic movement, and birthed in a place of prayer, intercession, and purpose. We want to share with you this morning that each of you has a purpose. Each of you was designed by a loving God who has a destiny for each of you. In this song, there's a place in the piece where it says, someone asking someone to stand in the gap and to wake up, to recognize where you are and your place in history, why God has put you on the earth at this time and seasons, to know the times and the seasons that you're in, to be asking the Father, asking the Holy Spirit to show you what your purpose is, because he's got one for you. Even if you don't believe he exists, he created you, and he has a purpose for you. And the promise is that those purposes are good. A lot of times we can go around and live our lives believing a lot of lies. Maybe, like myself, I've experienced rejection. Someone that told me, oh, there's just not room for you here. Oh, you're not good enough. You have or a boyfriend or a girlfriend out there that said, oh, it's not you, it's me. But that's still that part of rejection. God doesn't reject you. The voices that you hear when that happens to you, it's your choice to believe the truth about who God says you are or to believe the lie that you're hearing from that person's decision. You're going to go through your life and you're going to face rejection. There's people that don't agree with you. There's people that I don't agree with, have different opinions. But it's my choice to either believe the lie or reject the lie about who God says I am. So I just encourage you this morning, as you are here, as we're sharing together, to open up your heart, ask the Lord to show you why he's placed you on this earth and this time in history. You have a purpose. Your identity is not in what you do. It's not in the grades you make. It's not in the career you'll have. Your identity is a son or a daughter of God Most High. Jesus paid a price for your life on the cross. He did that because he saw in advance. He saw his inheritance. That includes all of you. It includes me and all of us, that we would come to know who we are in him. So as you are an athlete, or a musician, or a scholar, or a dancer, or a teacher, know that you're first loved by God, and then you are his child, and everything else kind of comes after that. So when you understand that your true identity relies in who Jesus is and not what you do, you have freedom. You can step out of darkness, you can pull away that mask, than the religious system that you've maybe set up for yourself, or come behind even the scripture that you might have memorized, and come into the light and say, hey, this is my life. This is what's happened. This is my broken heart. Help, right? That's the best prayer. God, help. And so that's why we're here today, just to share the light and the love of Jesus Christ with you, and to ask you to wake up. Ask the Holy Spirit to wake us all up to the purpose and the plan that he has for each of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
morning. My name's Nate. Hi, guys. Okay, I want to hear all your names. I'm just kidding. My wife and I are the directors of TRED. We've been around for about 12 years. We've had lots of crazy adventures, and we're glad to be here with you guys today in Jackson, Mississippi. This is actually, after all these years, our first time to do ministry and performance in Mississippi. Yeah. So we're super excited to be here. We wanted to show you that video just to give you an idea of some of the things that we like to do. We are a full-time ministry. I didn't hear everything that Holly said, but we live in full-time community. We raise support. We're missionaries. We probably don't look like the missionaries you heard growing up in church that came with the tie and told you about, you know, crazy things happening in Africa. But there are crazy things happening in Africa. They weren't lying. We just look different than they do. But we are missionaries. This is what we do full-time. We travel a lot. We spend about 4 months, 4 to 5 months out of every year internationally. That was a recap from 2017, which I know is a year ago. We actually did more in 2018. We haven't had a chance to put that one together yet. In 2018, we actually went around the world. We ministered in 11 nations in Europe. Then we were in Thailand. We covered a lot of territory last year, and it was very exciting. It's always amazing. It's an amazing opportunity to take the gospel, to take the truth to people where they don't expect to encounter it. And so we spent a lot of time doing street ministry in Europe, doing exactly what you've seen here today out in the streets. They love it over there. It's not quite the same here, but over in Europe, when you go out into the streets and you start doing street performance, man, you just get a crowd because they love that style. They love art. They appreciate it. Sometimes more than we do. So it's a good culture for us to take our expression into. So in the last about 5 years, we've been to 21 nations. We've been able to perform and share the gospel with over 40,000 people in the streets around the world. It's been awesome. It's been amazing. If you've ever thought that missions was boring and wasn't for you, hopefully I can give you a new concept about what missions can look like. But it doesn't also have to just be art. And so I want to encourage you guys this morning, you're studying, maybe you're determining your major. It took me a few years. I was like a junior before I decided my major. So I crammed my four-year degree into five. It was okay. I got it done. So it's okay if you're exploring, but once you know where you're going to be, man, just like do it with all your heart, like Holly was saying, and in your sphere, wherever the Lord sends you, have influence. Take the Holy Spirit with you into your workplace, into your place of expression, into your culture, into your community, and be an influence, because the world needs the influence that you have. They need Jesus Christ. So we're going to share a couple of quick testimonies with you guys about some of the things we've seen as we've gone out and done ministry, as we've prayed for people here in the States and abroad. So Stacy's coming first. She's going to share her story with you.
Hi, guys. I'm Stacy. So I just want to share a quick testimony with you guys. When we were in a couple days ago, we were in Louisiana at a high school and did something similar to what we did today and got to share with them and pray with them afterwards. Had a young girl come up with a couple of her friends. She said, "Can you pray for my hands? I have a renal disease that makes my fingers really cold and blue, and the blood flow doesn't go to them." So as we were praying for the Holy Spirit to come and bring healing, like, God is a God of healing and God is a God of wholeness. And so as we were praying, had my hands underneath her hands, and in my hands, as she laid them there to begin with, her hands were very cold. Like, if it's like freezing out, kind of like today, like your hands get really cold. Well, her hands were like that all the time. As I'm praying for her, her fingers begin to, you can see the blood flow start to go into her fingertips. Her friends around her, she had her eyes closed, but her friends around her started like poking each other and being like, "Something's going on, something's happening." And I'm praying for her, trying to be like, "It's okay, it's cool." But you could see, you could actually physically see what the Holy Spirit was doing. And I got to encourage her and say, like, sometimes when things that are really awesome happen, there's doubt that maybe it's gonna go back to what it had been. And I got to encourage her and say, no, grasp on and hold on to that healing that God has for you. And as I'm praying, and as by the time we finished, one of her hands was almost completely restored and the other one was beginning to be. And so just to encourage you all, whatever you're contending for, whatever you're going after, whether it's physical or spiritual or emotional, that God is a God of restoration and God is a God of wholeness, and that whatever you are contending for, you have to step out and ask him, whether you like take your friend with you and say, I need someone to go with me, or whether you're the one that has to step out by yourself. Step into that and claim your healing, claim your restoration, and claim the things God has for you.
Awesome. Just another quick testimony of healing. We were in Paris, France, in the summer. We were doing a show out on the street, kind of like you saw on the videos. We're asking the Lord the whole time we're out there. We're out there for like 3 to 4 hours, maybe five, every night. And we're asking the Lord to highlight people in the crowd. During one specific show, he highlighted a mother and a daughter to me. And I just noticed that they sat in the middle of the street, you know, and just gave their time. They sat for a whole 30 minutes in the middle of their day to watch us. And as I watched them walk up, stand up, the woman was walking like with a limp as she was walking away. So I ran over to her and I was like, God help me. And I told her, thank you. Thank you for watching our show. Thank you for sitting. I saw that you sat the whole time. What did you think? She was like, I really liked it. I really liked the energy you guys were giving off. I liked what I felt as I was here. So I was able to tell her, anything good that you felt was from a loving Father from heaven. Jesus loves you, and so that's why we're here to share that with you. And she was kind of like, oh, that's great. I don't really believe in him. I was part of a church a while ago. I got really burned. A lot of people hurt me, and I said, I'm so sorry to hear that, and I know that God's heart is grieved that you were hurt. I just said, but I just want you to know that that wasn't Jesus who hurt you. It was people. People hurt people. And he loves you. And she was like, okay, well, I receive that. She was like, I would kind of be a Buddhist if I had to pick a religion. So that's kind of what I'm into. I was like, all right. Well, you have some pain in your body. I noticed you were limping. And she said, yeah, I have really bad chronic foot pain. And walking around Paris all day hasn't helped that. She said she also had pain in her knees and in her lower back. At this time, my husband walked up to me and to talk with her. And we asked, well, we believe that Jesus loves you and that he heals. Do you mind if we pray and ask him to heal you? And she was like, what's there? That's not going to hurt anything, I guess. And it's like, great, good attitude. So it was okay if I lay my hands on you. So we started to pray for her, laid our hands on her feet, on her knees, and her lower back. By the end of some prayer time, she was like, is it going to come back? And I was like, well, I believe that it was Jesus that touched you, and he is the one that's going to continue walking through and keep that pain away from you. And she was like, okay, all right, thank you. And she was kind of stunned, you know. And her knees, her feet, and her back got completely healed on the streets of Paris that day. A touch from God, a supernatural act of love for her to know that she has a God, a Heavenly Father, who loves her and doesn't want to hurt her. And I believe that she will take that, and the Lord will continue his work of salvation in her heart, and that she will come to the full knowledge and grace and the love of Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Leah, and I am the artistic director and co-founder. My husband and I, that's this one, we belong together, founded Tread. And I know you've heard different bits about the ministry. Just really quick, part of my story is I was saved at a young age. I went on my first missions trip at 13, and I was doing street drama in the streets of Mexico. And they gave an altar call, and I saw people give their life to the Lord through the power of the arts. And I felt the call of God on my life. And it was a powerful moment for me, and I felt like the Lord began to clarify that he was going to use me in the arts and dance mixed with the message of the gospel and mixed with the message of God's love. And I gave my focus and my attention to serving the Lord wholeheartedly through my teenage years. I really felt like I carried an idea about what does it look like to be ready for what God had for my life by a young age. And so I lived my life in a very focused manner because I had an idea and a feeling in my heart that Jesus was worth all of my time and all of my affection and all of my talent and all of my resources. Because the truth is that Jesus is the King. And we are either serving the kingdom of darkness or we are serving the kingdom of light. And so I began thinking about, what does it look like for me to live my life with no regrets? What does it look like to sell out to Jesus? What does it look like to be a radical and a devoted follower of Jesus? So I focused my teenage years. When I was 18, I got a prophetic word. You guys know what that stuff is, prophetic words? Yeah? How many of you have prophetic words? Come, someone has prophesied something over you that's from the voice of God. Yeah, there's a few more hands going up. That stuff can be super powerful because there's promises over your life. You all have a destiny and you have a purpose. It takes deciding that you're going to do the work to see it come to pass. It doesn't happen sitting on the couch playing video games. Your life is meant to make a difference. Some of you in here know that. You know it and you live it out every day. Some of you are confused about it and some of you don't care. Man, you can make a difference with your life. I don't know about you, but I felt like I believe that I can make a difference. I believe that I'm called. I believe that I'm here on the earth for a purpose. What does it look like to wake up every day and know that I am doing exactly what I was designed to do? The world can never, ever give you a counterfeit fulfillment. I talk to people on the streets all the time, and one thing that I can always, we can always meet in the middle is, why are you on the earth? Why are you alive? Have you asked yourself, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What's my purpose in life? But the truth is, we have a creator, and he knows perfectly what you are designed to do because he created you. So when we are in touch with the creator, and not only do we ask him, hey, what am I uniquely fashioned for? But then you're willing to do the work of what he says. You wake up every day knowing that you are alive for a reason and a purpose, and what you do matters. Is anyone tracking with me?
Yeah.
Yeah? There's a battle for your life, and there's a battle for your soul, and there's a battle for your destiny. Most of these pieces are about spiritual warfare. When I was 18, I got a prophetic word that God was going to use my life with a combination of dance and spiritual warfare. That's a weird thing for someone to say over you. And I began studying dance, and I began serving Jesus with all of my heart. And then in 2007, I started seeing and hearing rhythms based off of interpreting the ideas of what's actually happening in the spirit realm with boots and sticks and boxes and pipes and rhythms. And I'd never had training in any of those things. But I began experimenting. The Lord sent us several artists, and we began writing. 11 years later, you're seeing the fruit of that. It's so interesting to think about where you are placed right now in your life. You are making decisions right now that will affect the rest of your life. What you do right now matters. How are you positioning yourself? Do you believe that you have value? Do you believe that you have worth? Do you believe that you are a treasure? Do you believe that you're a superhero? Do you believe that you can change things? Do you believe that you can move things in the atmosphere through prayer? Man, that stuff is in the Bible. When you pray, angels and demons move. Do you guys think about that stuff? I do all the time. The stories that they were telling you about healing, that stuff is because we believe that what the Bible says is true, and we believe that God is looking for those that will step out and just take a chance that maybe they can move in the supernatural realm. There are gifts inside of each of you. You walk with Jesus, you can sign up for a life of adventure. None of us have a boring life. If you're a bored Christian, what's Helen say? I think you're not doing it right.